This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A McDonnell Douglas DC-915 freighter, operated by USA Jet Airlines Incorporated, went down about 2:15 a.m. local time Sunday morning on approach to Saltillo Airport in the northeastern state of Coahuila, 56 miles west of Monterrey, Mexico. CNN reported the plane was carrying a load of auto parts bound for a General Motors plant in Ramos Arizpe. A company official said the flight originated at Willow Run Airport in Ypsilanti, Michigan, near Detroit. It picked up cargo at Hamilton, Ontario, and cleared customs at Shreveport, Louisiana. The pilot was reportedly killed in the impact, and the first officer suffered severe burns and was described as in critical condition. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is aiding Mexican authorities in the investigation. You can find the latest details as we learn more at aero-news.net. Our Aerocasts had the U.S. Independence holiday off on Friday, but if you followed our website, you know that the new Cirrus light jet has done something few others have: made its first flight before it even has a real name. Cirrus Design simply calls it the jet and proclaims it to be, quote, the slowest, lowest, and cheapest jet available, unquote, with a projected speed of about 300 knots at flight level 250. The jet completed its first official flight about 11:30 a.m. Thursday morning. The 45-minute flight appeared to go without a hitch. Advanced Development Group Vice President Steve Serfling praised, quote, the team of more than 125 dedicated engineers and technicians that have worked tirelessly to ensure that this milestone was met in a safe and efficient manner, unquote. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association is using an oversight by NAV Canada as more evidence user fees are a bad idea. NAV Canada is a privatized air traffic control system which charges Canadian pilots an annual flat rate, currently $69 a year for small private aircraft, in order to pay for ATC services. Pilots visiting from other countries are charged prorated fees based on how long they're in the country. NAV Canada has spent the last 9 years operating on assumptions left over from the government-run ATC. But after a recent audit, the Canada Revenue Agency, which is that country's equivalent to the IRS, says because NAV Canada is a private corporation, it's supposed to be charging a goods and services tax, like a sales tax, on everything it sells. Well, it's not clear which screw-up is more colossal, NAV Canada not paying the tax, or Canadian tax authorities taking 9 years to catch the mistake. In any event, NAV Canada is now attempting to collect from U.S. pilots who flew through Canadian airspace as long as 5 years ago. The only reason they're not going all the way back to 1999 when NAV Canada started is because Canada has a 5-year statute of limitations on such things. The Associated Press reports General Electric Aviation Engines has completed its purchase of Walter Engines, the Czech producer of small turboprops for light aircraft. As ANN reported, GE announced plans to buy Walter last August to expand its presence in Europe and the Czech Republic, as well as its presence in the increasingly lucrative light turboprop segment, which has been dominated for years by Pratt & Whitney Canada's PT6 family. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Walter Engines also manufactures high-precision machined parts for the aviation industry and employs over 500 workers in the Czech Republic. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. American Airlines says its second quarter loss could be a number with three commas in it. The NTSB says a cargo plane fire followed a threat. And investigators reveal a probable cause in last year's fatal warbird crash at Oshkosh. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about his unique perspective on the rising cost of fuel. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.